Good. We will start in a moment.
Okay, we have all three commissioners here in person, and along with the executive secretary and our staff assistant, Vicki. Then our first order of business are the minutes from the October 6th meeting.
Okay. I looked at those, and they seem, as I remember, so I had moved to adopt them.
I'll second it.
Approve them, I mean.
Any discussion regarding that? Then all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we have all three ayes. And then we do have some loans. This meeting, for paltry six.
I would,
Let me ask that question first. Have these been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have.
In that case, I would move adoption of these six loans.
Okay, I'll second that. Is there any discussion regarding these loans? Okay, then all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we have unanimous on that as well.
Just as a comment between us, I noticed all these general obligation things that are going on now.
We make money, they make money.
Yeah. Okay. Someone refinance your loan. All right. Next.
Okay. Then we have one piece of old business from the carryover from last time. It's a discussion of the Office of State Treasurer's expenses in relation of those expenses to the promotion of the unclaimed property program. I know that when we last left this, Tom, you were seeking some information. Have you been able to gather up the information you need?
I have not.
This was my office. I had told Tom just yesterday that we'll push this to 2 weeks from now, and I'll be able to provide whatever I've got. But
okay.
I simply support SJR 4 and AJR 5, which get rid of the office altogether. So it'll clean it up really easy then. But
okay.
We don't spend nearly what we don't do any promotion anymore. Like the big stuff with the heavy expenses, but I can provide you with a list of what I have in the next 2 weeks. I'd rather focus on the executive secretary stuff today.
So you have a list of...
I'll give you what I have. And
all the unclaimed property funds that are retained by the treasurer are spent.
Like I said, I'll decide what I want to put together for 2 weeks from now. I don't have anything for you today.
But we should have everything and not just what you decide.
I don't know what you expect from me. Whatever I have, I'll have in 2 weeks.
Okay, good.
Okay. Then we don't have any other new business that made this agenda. Any routine business we can knock off before we address the closed session issue. Any future agenda items for today?
Just to be complete, for future agenda items, we should have the Tom's report on the treasurer expenditures, which we've been delaying now.
I'll bet you Vicki already had that noted.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay, then, Tom, do you have any reports today?
Relatively short. The interest rate on the 10-year treasury bond continues to hover about 2.05, but the spread between that and certain types of bonds have widened a bit, so that allowed us to buy more bonds in this period than we normally have. We bought some farm credit. We bought some taxable municipal bonds. This interest rate environment is triggering farm credit to actually call or redeem some of their bonds early. And we own some of the bonds that are being redeemed. And so that's another reason for our additional bond purchases to offset the redemption of the bonds that were being called. As I noted at the last meeting, we're projecting...
They want the cash.
In essence, what they're saying is we can refinance at a lower rate. And so BCPL, you bought a bond that's paying 4%. We think that we can reissue that bond and pay 3.75.
Okay.
As I noted at the last meeting, we're projecting a record earnings distribution for the Common School Fund in excess of $37 million. And we'll be distributing our third quarter investment report at the next board meeting. We moved $40 million in short-term money to ABM in the accordance with the recent board approval. We met with Dave Irwin.
How much did we send to them?
4-0, 40.
40 million, and that's the first time we've done that, so it went smoothly.
It went smoothly.
Is that an electronic transfer?
It's an electronic transfer. We met with Dave Erdman from Capital Finance for an update on financing plans for the new Bucks Arena. The state has now engaged advisors for the project, and they are in the process of developing more detailed financing plans. Those plans are still a work in progress, and no firm timelines have been established yet. So we'll let you know as soon as we hear any further information. At an earlier meeting, we talked briefly about certain school trust lands near Pigeon Lake in Bayfield County. Potential buyer had expressed interest in the property. That property is unusual because there are improvements on it that were put there by the UW system. We ordered an appraisal on that property to start the process. Subsequently, we've received additional inquiries about purchasing the property, so we're even more hopeful that that property will be sold. We're operating under the new STAR project system. We've been able to approve loans and bonds without any problems so far, so that's always good. And next week, the Towns Association and the League of Wisconsin Municipalities are holding their annual respective conferences. We're going to be exhibiting at the Towns Association starting Sunday afternoon, and we'll be attending the League. That's my report.
One very minor thing, if I heard correctly, you said we purchased some taxable bonds?
Yes.
Now, but we don't pay taxes?
We don't pay taxes. And that's exactly the reason why we would want to buy this, because a taxable bond pays a higher rate.
Right, yeah. But then it comes times that we just ignore the tax issue.
We don't pay taxes on our earnings on it. So.
Yeah, okay. I assume not, but it's kind of interesting. Because as you're saying, they do pay a higher rate, so that's great. Yeah. Thank you.
And the check for zero.
Are there any questions about my report?
Just that one.
Then we don't have any other business before we, and it is at this point now, we have received. Looking right here, we've got five.
I think this would be helpful. I think you should announce that we are going into closed session on the
day. We will.
Yeah. I thought you were moving it on. Pardon me.
We are heading into closed session. We are going to discuss specifically under section 19.85, parent 1, parent C, candidates for the executive secretary position. And at this time, I'll make a motion to convene into closed session to engage in that discussion of the relative qualifications of each of the applicants.
I'll second that.
Okay. And then all in favor, aye.
Aye. I'm not sure telling you whether we need to have a motion to do that or just a statement, but whatever.
We're closed. We are now. Yes.
Music will be played while the board reconvenes into open session.
Are you going to sit here and wait, or how are you going to go? They're both sitting outside the door.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
we'll be going back into open session here in just a minute.
We are reconvening in open session. We had conducted a closed session meeting in which our sole business was to discuss the five candidates, their relative qualifications for the position, and as well the direction we'd like to see the next executive secretary take. We did not reach any unanimity on one choice for the position, and at least some of the board chair, some of the commissioners have expressed a desire to have an interview with one or more of the potential candidates, and I certainly wouldn't stand in the way of that opportunity. This is an important decision that we are embarking upon. Therefore,
I have a question about that. What is the personnel procedure legality of interviewing candidates? Do we have to interview all of them if we interview one? And do we have to all three interview them and rather than only have some board members interview them? There may be some legal hurdles we have to be careful about.
Look into it?
Well, I can look into it. I have employment lawyers. Given that this is an at-will position, I think we've got a lot of flexibility about how we handle this, and some commissioners are more certain about what direction they want to go than others, and others might want the opportunity. Others, I think, can take the opportunity to clarify some questions that they might have.
I'm just that you talk to some of the personnel people. Well, we don't want to have a lawsuit by someone who said, I wasn't interviewed. Or, I mean, that's just not, we need to be careful.
I will, and I will have I'll have that communicated in writing. Therefore, before the next meeting, we can know the answer and don't have to have any issues about a potential walking quorum with that. Would either of you have any different characterization or anything to add with how I've described the closed session?
Who's Matt? No.
Anything you'd add?
No, I mean, I think we had some different opinions about what qualifications we're looking for, and we reached the point of different approaches that we could take to resolve this, but we were not able to decide. So in my opinion, I think we're sort of kicking the ball down the court without making a decision. I believe that interviewing these candidates will not help resolve the situation, and I described in open session what I thought our alternatives were.
Okay. Ultimately, with three different positions, I'll have to make the call on this, and we will reconvene on this issue. And I believe we'll be able to do it potentially in open session at the next meeting to take the vote. But in the interim, between now and the next meeting, assuming it's permissible, we will have commissioners have an opportunity to interview candidates on their own.
And when the next meeting is?
November 3rd.
November?
November 3rd.
3rd. Okay. I'll be here. I mean, I'm only thinking about here versus the telephone deal.
Well, so what's the general just said? We might not have to do, we won't be doing the interview necessarily in person.
But I will
use the time between now and then to possibly branch out.
I'll be in Wisconsin on the 3rd or Madison,
okay.
I think, pretty sure.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right.
Thank you.
All in favor, I say goodbye.
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 Well.